Okay. Now, were you doing any of the larger shows when you hired Doug,
No.
or did he, by hiring Doug, that business came with him?
No, I don't think so. You have to check with Doug, but actually, it was some time before we started doing that, and it didn't happen like huge all of a sudden. It was a slower move. We had let's see. We had Phil Acton. Phil was our actually Phil was our technical TD director. He was able to put together slideshows for clients. We didn't make the slideshows, but we put them together for people. Somebody wanted to come in and put it together, that was different. But we decided we weren't going to compete with our clients. But let me go back to something for you. When I started, the audiovisual industry was predominantly catering to the schools, to the educational market. You probably know that.
Exactly.
And I will tell you the story that changed my mind. It was the day that we fortunately, I guess this must have been in 69, maybe. In 69, I had managed to convince Eastman Kodak that we were a young, bubbling, growing organization. Out of the Biltmore Hotel with three rooms and a storehouse and a station wagon, by the way.
Oh, that was that your delivery vehicle?
Oh, yes.
That's crazy.
But let me tell you about my first band. The first band was silver gray, and I had chrome wheels put on it and chrome bumpers back and forth, and I had that van polished every day. That was the beginning of my advertising, and
So,
all of my coworkers remember the chrome wheels.
that's amazing. And look what happened. That, just you had a whole fleet of trucks after you got things
All of
going.
them with chrome wheels. All of them spotless.